Today, we as church celebrate the feast of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Our readings for this feast call us to attitudes and actions that can bring blessings, harmony, and joy to our family life. Sirach, echoing the last lesson of the fourth commandment, emphasizes our call to obey, honor, respect, and even revere our parents. Sirach notes that many blessings, like atonement for sins, a long life, storing up spiritual riches, that such a respectful and reverent attitude can bring to one's life. In a sense, when we honor our mom and dad, we also honor God, who worked through our parents to bring us the gift of life. The Catechism of the Catholic Church reminds us that respect and honor to parents derives from gratitude toward those who, by the gift of life, their love, their work, their sacrifices, have brought their children into the world and enabled their children to grow in stature, wisdom, and grace. This gratitude to our parents and to God, shown by our obedience and respect, can lead us to a deeper appreciation of the countless gifts we all have received through the basic gift of life that came to us through our parents and from God. Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians and to the Colossians, gives us the tools to bring healing to our family relationships. As God's children, holy and beloved, we all are called to put on heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, and to top off these virtues with forgiveness and with love. Perhaps most importantly, Paul reminds us as Christian families to put Jesus at the very center of our family life, to be controlled not by jealousy or anger, but by the peace of Christ, letting Jesus' word dwell within us and to do everything in the name of Jesus. As the guardian angel's family, let us, like Joseph, like Jesus, Joseph, and Mary, hold one another in our hearts as we reflect on the gift of love, the gift of life that we can be to one another. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the coming week.